Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing.
Virtual communication is taking a forefront the last several months and will likely stay that way for the next couple of years. Today we are discussing ways virtual conferences and mobile channels work together for you to be able to digitally hustle and network to get the most out of them. That's today on the podcast. Hi, I'm Hazel Fruitman.
And I'm Kim Stewart, and welcome to another episode. As usual, Hazel, it's great to see you over Zoom yet again.
See you too, Kim.
It's so weird. I mean, literally, I was just in Toronto with you what seems like years ago, but it wasn't even that long ago, although it is very strange because I should have seen you at least once more by now, and we should be getting together at some trade show or convention, usually in Northern California in the month of June. I mean, this is
right.
We totally do, don't nuts. We? Obviously, the trade show industry, as far as people actually going places and getting together and doing things, is kind of non-existent at the moment. Totally non-existent at the moment.
Yeah, like we would be seeing each other in California. I know we go to Vegas at least once a year. You know, I'd be doing like the East Coast thing.
I know, and I'm still hoping that by August, if you're going to be doing the San Francisco route, you'll be doing San Francisco, Phoenix, either on one or both sides.
Oh, and you know, the borders are closed, so who knows?
Oh, this is just so nuts. Okay, well, from our little part of the world, what can we do to keep the economy moving forward? I think today what we're going to talk about is some mobile marketing strategies that will work during the new normal, and we are calling that hashtag distance marketing. It certainly, for a lot of people, makes it way more cost-effective than travel and hotel and convention passes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, the last few months have really tilted the world on its head. Most all industries have been affected. All the events, as conferences, trade shows are canceled. And we really don't know for how long.
Yeah, you know, this is like such a weird, strange year for me. For so many reasons. I think it's the longest in all this 25 years that I have gone without getting on an airplane to go somewhere. This is totally crazy. You know, I usually fly every couple of weeks, you know, sometimes even a couple of times a week to, you know, different venues for meetings, for recreational stuff. I mean, you know, none of this is happening. I would be delighted to hop on an airplane and go and do client visits or do sailing regattas, whatever. I don't have any problem with flying. I'm not entirely sure that I'm completely comfortable with the idea of a trade show floor just yet. But in a really weird way, I'm going to say that I'm very curious to see how the health numbers are looking, especially in certain parts of the United States here in the next couple of weeks on over towards the end of June. Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, one of two things is going to happen. Either we are going to start seeing a real resurgence of hospitalization numbers due to the virus, or else we are going to all know that Sweden had the right idea all along.
Yeah, we will see which way it goes.
Yep.
That's for sure. Give it a couple of weeks, but we'll see.
Yep. So in any case, business has to continue as best as it can. And just because people can't get together legitimately at a convention center or a hotel meeting area right now, that doesn't mean that everyone should give up hope and just decide to throw in the towel. You know, people are still hustling. They're still trying to keep it together. They're still trying to keep their businesses moving forward while it is remotely possible to do that.
Yes, and thank goodness we have the technology to do that. If you're an event planner or speaker at one of these events and you're not able to hustle or network the way you want, which is in person, we're going to give you some strategic digital methods that will keep your hustle going today. And not just suggestions of like wearing pants.
No, I think pants are highly overrated. I told you I was asked to be a panelist on an e-commerce webinar later on this afternoon. And I'm kind of debating as to whether or not I should even wear pants.
Well, you'll let me know.
Maybe I'll wear a dress and just take the whole thing out of it. I don't even know.
All right. Well, we're going today to talk about a virtual conference that, we can inform speakers and event producers can get the most out of their mobile channel. Virtual conferences have been around way before the pandemic started. I've attended several over the few years. I'm sure you have too, Kim.
Well, you know, honestly, I find most webinars and virtual conferences to be truly boring. We should address that in this episode. I almost always opt for the post-produced recording, so I have the ability to fast forward, stop, go to the bathroom whenever I want to, just like I do by watching the movies on the plane instead of in the movie theater. I mean, you know, I am weird like that and not planning to change, but I think before we get started, so that some of our new listeners or people who aren't familiar with our platform that we talk about in these webinars, mobilewalletmarketer.com, can you explain how the mobile channel works, how it's set up, etc.? Can I get you to do that?
Yeah, no problem.
Mobile wallet campaigns are incredibly effective marketing collateral when you set them up correctly and implement them in a way that increases engagement with customers, prospects, referrals, and so on. In a nutshell, a mobile wallet campaign consists of a mobile wallet pass that's added to individual phones. iPhones use Apple Wallet, which is native iOS application. And Android phones use any of a number of third-party apps to achieve the same goals. The pass has two sides, the front and the back. The front of the pass is like a digital calling card. It normally has the name of your product or business, perhaps a tagline or logo, and should be styled to complement your existing logo and collateral. We can include a QR code and a barcode on the front of the pass if you're interested in tracking users via the passes, although the tracking default does not contain any personal information unless we have created a customized solution for you. The front of the pass should be designed to get someone's attention, colorful maybe, or with a unique tagline or similar. It requires a very simple, clean design since most phone screens are not that big. The back of the pass is where the magic happens, as I like to call it. And this is the area of the pass where you're really going to be able to get your message out there and include some very efficient calls to action that result in quantifiable results. The structure of the mobile wallet pass means that everything on the back that is formatted in a way that the phone recognizes, like a phone number, an address, a URL, a link to iTunes or YouTube, and so on, those apps are actually launched when the user taps a link on the back of the pass. What that means in real terms is that if you're promoting your podcast, you can send your subscribers a lock screen notification and they have the ability to tap the backlinks and your podcast will start playing in the correct app, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or whatever. It also means that if you're a realtor, for instance, and you include the address of a property you're promoting, a prospective buyer can tap the address on the back of the pass, launch maps, complete with driving directions. Tap to call, tap to email, tap to launch social media apps like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, and others. These are simply handled by the wallet app, and there's no coding or formatting involved. It really couldn't be any easier. passes can be shared through a variety of means. The most popular method is including the pass URL as a link or in a print ad as a type in request using a browser. Other ways include the share function on the pass, having someone open Apple Wallet or scan the QR code directly, or even sending the pass via iMessages or email from the phone. Last but not least, the passes include location and proximity targeting features, which means that using the geofencing and location awareness that's built into smartphone offers you the ability to send lock screen notifications based on where someone is, as well as sending them time-based or what we like to call static messages. You've probably seen this at the airport if you're having a boarding pass in your Apple Wallet on iPhone, for instance. When you get close to the security screening checkpoint, the boarding pass automatically pops up on your lock screen, and you don't have to search for it or open the app or unlock the phone to see it. So there you have it, the 2-minute rundown on just what and how a mobile pass works, where it goes in the iPhone, and what it can do.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Well, we're going to take you through the journey of how to use a mobile channel to establish a presence, to make the most out of your digital hustle before, during, and afterwards of a virtual conference.
Right. I mean, you know, the goal here is to let people know that you are still in business and that you are ready to network. But, you know, the hard part, the part that's missing is the networking, the hustle. I mean, you know, the speed dating events and, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, you need to get the word out there about yourself, your business, what you're doing to maybe change your services during this time period. All right, so let's just set up the scenario. So you want to reach attendees. You want to find out who's interested in what you do, sort of find your targeted audience for the conference that you're going to be attending.
Right, and you also want to be able to give them the webinar you're speaking at, if you're a speaker, and remind them what time it's happening. And
yeah, also kind of like when it's your time to shine.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah, and you know, the ability to schedule messaging so that it appears on a lock screen at the right time.
Right, and now you may want to put all of this in what we call a speaker card. This strategy is perfect for your omni-channel presence and really brings it to life.
Okay, so, you know, let's talk about this speaker card in the sort of broader range of an omni-channel message. And so, what does it do? How does it work? What else can you do with it? And will it be worth anything when we start congregating again in groups?
Sure. So just let me take a step back so our listeners understand that these cards are fluid. They can change and add another card easily, like a daisy chain, let's say. So if you're already using one of our digital business cards and are speaking at an upcoming panel, it can be changed to reflect that. Just go into our admin and, you know, add the call to actions, the new messaging, and we'll get right onto that on the channel for you. That's no problem. So now if you want a speaker card set up that sits alongside the digital business card, then we can set that up for you too. So back to the speaker card. I'll break it down for those who have not seen it in action. And just in real life, you'll want to leave an impression. So you want to be sure that it has like your feature profile headshot that's displayed prominently on the front of the card, along with your name, your company details. And to make sure that it has a great distribution to it, you want to make sure that you can scan the QR code that will be seen on the front as well. This QR code can even be put through emails if you want. And the back side of the card will have info related to the conference, links to join it, a bio link of yourself as a speaker. You want to be able to show what your credentials are, what panel you're speaking at, and when it's happening. And were
so
you
we're
ready
talking to- like a direct Zoom link here. If you, especially in a conference that has multiple Zoom rooms going at a given time, or if somebody is not using Zoom, if they're using like Facebook rooms or, you know, something along those lines, direct link to where you're going to be.
Right. Exactly. Thank you. And when you're ready to send the message, keep it brief, you know, because it will be seen on the lock screen. So you want to be something like, it's here, it's happening now. You don't want to be, right. to be too long.
Yeah, catchy. And something, yeah. you know, that is going to draw the attention of the person. I mean, there's a reason we call it a call to action. And, you know, the speaker card really does a super job of helping to sort of push the whole digital hustle together. Right. You know, let me reiterate one more time. So we can help you to set up your mobile channels so that you're bringing all of your strategies and all of your, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's not commitments. You know, it's kind of like they say that each one of us, business, person, whoever, you know, you're going to find a couple of channels where you really resonate with the people on those channels. Depending on what you do and how you do it, maybe it's LinkedIn, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's Facebook, maybe it's TikTok. But anyway, so you've got these different places where you distribute, hopefully, variations on your content and not identical content across all the platforms. So you take the speaker card, you develop it so that it brings all of these things into one place. You give people the option of hearing your message on the channel that you want, that they prefer of your channels that you're using. And then you're sending out messages, you're drawing them to the various places where you're promoting, you're sending them links to your, whether it's a Zoom room, whether it's a Facebook Live, whatever it may be, you're linking all these things together and you're using the lock screen to notify them when you have something going on. So this should translate to more attendees at your particular portion of a conference. You know, you can distribute the details of your speaking engagements or your presentations with all of your different links, and then you're going to be able to remind people through lock screen messages, notifications, when they actually need to be there for your event.
Right. Right. The messaging and reminding the attendees when the panel starts. You hit the nail right on the head, Kim. Absolutely.
Now the speaker card. That's me, always walking around with a hammer.
Now the speaker card is set up and interested parties are informed before the conference. So there's more to do during and afterwards of the conference that keeps your hustle moving.
But wait, there's more?
There is more.
Okay, so let's regroup and set up the scenario for the more. So the speaker card, as we have just talked about, can be used in conjunction with lock screen notifications to provide immediate or 15-minute or 2-minute warnings, whatever you want to, for when a live presentation is going to start. But what else would you do with it?
Well, if your company has a virtual booth or as a speaker, you're aligned with one, then during conference hours, it's a good time to send a notification promoting that you have the booth there. Ask them to virtually step in, check it out through the mobile channel, because there will be a link to the booth directly if it's set up that way on the back of your speaker card.
Okay, so I think it kind of appears to me that not only does that increase, I don't think foot traffic is the proper word here, but traffic is the proper word for sure. So now you've got more engagement with your virtual booth, so to speak, and you right. can measure the engagement through the conference platform metrics.
Yeah. Remember, this is a virtual conference now. So you'll be able to show.
Yeah, you know, when I go to conferences, I'm always collecting handouts, bag drops, adding myself to some giveaways at some booths.
Say no more, Kim. I have a solution for you. A way to keep up your digital hustle. You know, provide the handouts in a digital format like the PDF. The links for the giveaway at your booth can all be added to the backside of the speaker card. Therefore, you are giving more added value to prospects, and that's another checkbox as part of the mobile strategy that we offer up. Now, that can be done during the conference or even afterwards. You know, as a speaker card will still work after these trade shows and conferences that are going on.
Right. I mean, because a speaker card is valid for a year, just like any other pass or any other package that we have. So it's also essentially a fantastic way to keep up with your prospects and turn them into more qualified prospects or potentially even buyers just by messaging them after the show, again, using the lock screen notifications in place of the usual follow-up that you would do when you have to sit down and go through all your business cards.
Right. And you know, you want to be sure maybe to give them a little something extra special after the event while you're doing the follow-up. Maybe more of a discount of a promotion as a way to thank them. You know, because these days, you know, you should give a little oomph to help drive not only your success, but the success of others. So we're all in this together. We're all trying to push the economy forward, and it's a great way of doing that.
Right. I mean, you know, these strategies, they're just some of the strategies that we've seen people using in the last few weeks that have resulted in greater reach, more engagement. I mean, you know, frankly, anything that draws people and gets people to attend. I mean, right now it seems like we are stuck in the land of Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting. I mean, you know, we're recording this morning. Then I said I would be on the panel for this webinar this afternoon. Then I have another Zoom meeting like immediately after that for a racing rules of sailing seminar that is a masterclass that I'm participating in. So, you know, like literally I'm spending my whole freaking day online on camera and you know, I'm going to forget half of everything from today. But if my masterclass teacher would send out a lock screen notification on Wednesday mornings with a notice about reading the material instead of sending out an email on Monday afternoons when class is 2 days away still, I would probably be more prepared by the time Wednesday rolled around. So, sure. You know, this makes it a much more effective way to kind of get yourself out there, bring more value to your proposition, and to have it all in a digital format. I mean, who wants to put their hands on a grubby business card, even if there was a place to pick up grubby business cards right now?
Right. That's what making a speaker card is great. That's why people are loving our digital business card that we're offering as well. So I think that's all for today. We should be saying our goodbyes now. If you want to get in touch with us and to get your digital hustle going, get a speaker card on your mobile channel, we'll assist you with that. So get in touch with us.
Right. You can either contact us through the show website, the show email, which is info@dominoresearch.com. You can use mobilewalletmarketer.com. There's a handy dandy little contact form there. And if you're in the cannabis industry, we have a platform specifically designed for cannabis, which is cannabiswallet.net. And it also has a handy dandy little get in touch form. So there's no excuse for you not getting in touch.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Awesome. Thank you.